चंद्रावली नवीन सती श्रीपत्याराध्य तंग हरिदयी तराधन विदाउट द हेल्प ऑफ स्वरूप शक्ति शक्तिमत तत्व कृष्ण कैनट बी अचीव पति शक्ति में कृष्ण इज शक्ति में एंड स्वरूप शक्ति इज हिज
एनर्जी
विदाउट स्वरूप शक्ति एनी वन कैनट अटेन बिकॉज ही इज शक्ति में सो फॉर दैट थिंग फॉर स्वरूप शक्ति इज प्रेइंग and telling, oh man, my dear man, my friend man, kshipatya aradhya. You have to give up your asakti,
attachment,
in one all worldly things. Also in Swarga, heaven, also in Brahmalok, Mukti, Vaikunthalok, Ramlok, Dwarka, and even Mathura. And even Dasasakta Vatsal of Braja, everything, only one desire. So give up, O mind. Give up everything and attachment of all these things and try to worship serve Krishna. But Krishna cannot come if you are not doing service of Radha. First you will have to take shelter in the lotus feet of Radha. So I am telling you, suggesting you to take shelter in the feet, lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. How you will take shelter in Radhika's lotus feet? How you know? You have to take shelter in lotus feet of Lalita and Vishakha. Otherwise, Swarup Shakti Radhika will not come. But Lalita and Vishakha will not come if you are not serving Rup and Rati, Lavang and all Manjaris. But Rup, Lavang and all other Manjaris will not be satisfied until their Dasis are not satisfied. But to satisfy them, you have to satisfy your Gurudev and Vaishnava. Those who are feeling all the sentiments in our heart, you have to please him first. Then he will please upper rank. They will please Manjari. They will please Lalita Vishakha. And they will please then Radha will, when I will chant Radhe, Radhe, then Krishna will hear and ourselves he will realize himself, manifest himself. This is the
process.
Hearing? Who is Srimati Radhika? She is Radhika is most near and dear to Krishna. Are you the Jaina? Is that man?
No room on the airplane for him. No space on the airplane for him.
So he will go with his
mother later.
So, Radhika, who is she? is most beautiful. So the rays of what? Srimati Radhika's
body.
It goes to Rati Gauri Lila. Who is the Rati?
Kamadev's wife. Cupid's
and Gauri? Shankar. And Lila?
And Aryan.
By seeing the Abhas.
Shadow.
Coming to the rays of Srimati Radhika's body, they became samples. Santaptarati. They are seeing that, they are thinking that, oh, I want to love Krishna. But Krishna only sees towards Srimati Radhika. Is always bending towards Radhika. And Radhika is always with him. So, Radhika is so beautiful, so having so much qualities, that in front of Srimati Radhika, Krishna will not see towards us. So they are unhappy. Lamenting. And Radhika is so much so Bhagavati.
Fortunate.
Bhagavati means what?
Fortunate.
She is so fortunate that Sachi Lakshmi Satyabhama all are defeated. How? What is called so Bhagya?
Beauty, qualities, love, mamata.
No.
Zero. So Bhagya is that
she controls Krishna.
Krishna is always controlled. Krishna himself makes Tambul Vitika. But एकाठी बैठो सुनो कुछ
कुछ
एंड किप्स इट इन द माउथ ऑफ
राधिका
नो कृष्ण गिव्स इट टू श्रीमती राधिका समटाइम्स राधिका इज समवॉट एंगर टू कृष्ण एंग्री टू कृष्ण And willingly she is sitting and making garland, beautiful garland. And she is watching and seeing by the corner that Krishna is coming.
So, she sees from the corner of her eyes that Krishna is coming.
But she is not looking.
Directly.
She is showing that I am so much engaged in
making the garden.
Making the garden. Krishna slowly came and stood in front of Srimati Radhika, from where she can see easily Krishna. But she is not looking like this.
Looking
Krishna again came nearer, and so nearer, and watching that she should see me, and she should be pleased, and something, any talk with me. So Krishna is coming. Lalita is standing by side of Srimati Radhika. She is watching the whole thing. Ja rahi ho kya?
Nahi, darshan kar lete.
Darshan karke aao to log chal. Then What happened?
Krishna wanted to talk to her.
So she was looking, waiting for a chance that she should say please and say towards me. But the Radhika willingly is engaged in
making the garland.
She is seeing that Krishna has come here, but he is not saying to her. She is smiling very
slightly.
And she is Swabhak, naturally she is laughing, but he wants that Krishna should not see my laughing. Otherwise he will laugh and he will come to me. So, wearing here lavanga. So, to hide her face,
her smile,
smiling face, she began to do something.
Move the lavanga ear, earring.
But like this.
Covering the mouth.
Understanding? You are ill? Then she was doing like this, but not speaking and not seeing,
ignoring Krishna.
क्या उनको अब उपेक्षा कर रही
है?
Then Lalita could not take herself. What happened? Krishna is waiting to something talk. He is for so many much time. He is standing and waiting to see your smile and to talk with you. And yet you are making garland. Keep it. It is hot for. But she is not yet
pleased,
not talking with Krishna and not replying anything, as if she is so much
engaged.
And Krishna is waiting and waiting. This is Saubhagya. For a wife or for a Priyatama, that he is waiting. Krishna is himself Lord of Lords and he is waiting. And she is not caring for Krishna. She knows that where he will go. At last he will have to come. And he will come and fall on my feet and pray that I will never do this life. For a wife, this is Saubhagya. So saying all these things, Rati,
Gauri,
Sachi, Indrani, Lakshmi and Saptabhama become simple, hopeless, that Krishna is always waiting for Srimati Radhika and attached with Radhika. So you will have no time to have such fortunate. They will not be such part. And she has so much good qualities, sweet qualities, that अरे कितना देर कर दिया तुम लोगों ने? That by the sweet and best qualities, Chandravali and all other new married gopis were so beautiful and so good qualities. Their garb
goes away. Pride.
What pride? I'm so beautiful. I'm so much have good quality. I am so much beloved to Krishna. Their pride is this Radhika should be served. I want to be the maid servant, Palyadashi of Satya Radhika. No? Today, because my mind. You have come, so I told something.
Some other time, can we do more of this verse?
You can come. After. When you want to come?
When you say.
What is today?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. You can come Saturday?
Saturday is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's birthday.
Yeah, Avir Bab of Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada.
Oh, then after that one.
Sunday. Thirobhav.
After that you should come. That I will take rest. Not speaking more.
In bhakti, but in jnana, jo tapasya, the fruit of prarabdha karma is to be surely it will have to taste. But for bhakti, those who are taking name, hearing harikatha, at all it will all go.
I thought you were saying that Krishna creates the prarabdha karma of his devotee so they would come to the material world.
Huh.
Could you explain that?
Because you are doing harina, no? Ajamil, when he did first name to his son, at once prarabdha, aparabdha, everything went away. How can he live? So Krishna created prarabdha karma for him to do sadhana. For you all also this same rule and regulation.
What is the exact meaning of prarabdha karma? I thought it was simple.
Prarabdha. Prarabdha mane done.
Fructified.
Pra mane purva. Before. Before what we have done, its fruit is to be tested. That is called prarabdha. For which this body has been made. For which our mind has been made. When prarabdha karma will go, this body will automatically fall down. So for yogis and all others, our prarabdha karma and all other will go, but not prarabdha karma. They will have to Bhog mane?
Enjoy.
They have to enjoy all this, whether it is bad or good. Everything they have to enjoy. But for those who are taking name here in Harikatha, doing Sarva Siddha Bhakti, they will all go. But yet Krishna will manage to keep this body so that he can do sadhana.
So it only appears that he's getting reactions, but he's not?
It may be, it not may be. It depends on Krishna Bhakti. Sometimes his prarabdha karma has gone, but yet Krishna gave him so many kinds of sufferings, vipatti, like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj had no offense, nothing, no prarabdha karma, anything. But yet he had to suffer so much. Why? Why Draupadi suffered so much? Why Sita, being Lakshmi, no karma, nothing, no nothing? Why he had to suffer? By the mercy of Krishna. Why mercy? Why mercy?
To show the world how they would
to make name and fame of Prahlad Maharaj and Draupadi to whole world up to Vaikuntha. No? And by that to give shiksha to all others. Understand?
You said for those who are doing Swarupsita Bhakti, but we're not doing Swarupsita Bhakti. That's only for perfect souls, isn't it?
Only for doing. They will have to suffer and they have to enjoy only. But if anyone doing Sannu Siddha and Arop Siddha and actually offering Krishna, that is Arop Siddha and Sangha Siddha, having connection with Krishna and God, whether it may be Rama and all others, then it will be connected with Krishna. And all things will go in Namabhas. They will, what they will want, all will come. They will enjoy also and go out of Maya also. But not Prema Bhakti will come. Do you know the difference between Sarup Siddha and Arup Siddha and all? What is called Sarup Siddha?
That's the activities in the spiritual world, the activities of serving Radha and Krishna directly.
Here also, not only there. Mm-hmm. No. The difference between Sarup Siddha and rest two, Arup Siddha and
Sangha Siddha.
Sangha Siddha. The difference is that if Arup Siddha and Sangha Siddha are not concerned with Krishna. They are like karma and jnana. No effect. But when related to Krishna, they will be fruitful. Whether Sarup Siddha, the importance of Sarup Siddha, samajh rahi hai tu? Sarup Siddha, आइए लक्षण willingly or unwillingly which we will do Sarup Siddha. If you will do Sarup Siddha, understand? Willingly or willingly, it will always be fruitful. Like willingly or unwillingly, we will give our hands to fire, it will burn. So, willingly or unwillingly, you are taking name, you have any relation with direct bhakti, doing parikrama, hearing harikatha, all this. It will give surely any benefit. And have relation to Krishna. It will. You know, there was a young boy, Brahmin. No? He was married. But yet, leaving his father and mother all, leaving his wife and children, leaving all his characters, giving up, he went as a prostitute. When she took everything, all money and everything, then prostitute began to apaman karna.
Insult.
He began to insult. And he told that, get out from my house. He was upset and willing to suicide himself. At that day, he did not take any single
food.
He didn't take any food. Upavas.
Fasted.
Fast whole day. And weeping. In the night also, he did not sleep. And he went at the move that he will take suicide. He went to a forest. Rain was coming. So wind and so
storm.
Cold, mm-hmm. And tigers and lions began to cry, Roar. So, he entered in a damaged mandir.
Broken down.
He did not know that it is a mandir. Anyhow, to escape his life, he entered there and lived there. For whole night, weeping, no sleep at all, nothing taking. Also that lady, seeing where he is, have done wrong, she was pursuing that person, and he also took the shelter in the next corner, not knowing each other. She has also its fruit was that at that day was Nrisimha Chaturdashi.
So they fasted and
and they lived in the mandir was Nrisimha Mandir. ऐसे ही हो गया भगवान की घटना से एंड एक्सीडेंट इट एंड बाय दैट फ्रूट ही बिकेम प्रहलाद अनविलिंगली ही डिड नोइंग नॉट नोइंग दैट इट वाज नरसिंह चतुर्थी एंड दिस इज नरसिंह मंदिर एंड येट ही बिकेम अ रेनाउंड पर्सन लाइक सो दिस इज direct bhakti, sarup sita bhakti, whether you know or not know, if you have done anything, happens it will be very fruitful. So you are doing, all you are doing, sarup sita bhakti hum log kar rahe hain. Chanting Hari name, hearing Hari katha, living in temple, taking prasad, doing anything for Krishna and Guru and Vaishnava. So it is
what's an example of a rope siddha bhakti?
A rope siddha bhakti patra chakroti jadasnati jagyho jarastap tapasya sukandeya tapurusha madharman. We have made a garden of very good flowers. There is a mango tree also, Padamba tree and all trees. When fruit came and it was ripened, then I took very good many mango fruits and gave it to them. Not all. By this time I was testing my houses. The garden is nice. But that fruit was given to
me. If any desire, only that desire is that Krishna should be what?
Glorified.
Happy. This is not desire. This is a happy. Only for us or our relatives. Hamare ghar wale sukhi ho, hum bhi sukhi ho. Then. Yes, sahayati. Yes, sukhavati. If any desire, that some money should come, fame should come, then it will be sahaytuk bhakti.
What's the result of sahaytuk bhakti?
Huh?
What is the result of performing sahaytuk bhakti?
Only that you will have, your desire will be fulfilled. And after that, if you will have any Vaishnava sangha, then you will remove that desire and you will be
able to do it. Is there any advancement in bhakti by doing sahaitik bhakti, or no advancement?
No certainty. It depends on sangha, association. If association comes, then you will go up, otherwise stop.
She says that most of the day they spend teaching, they teach they teach grammar, they teach other things that are not directly connected with Krishna. So that's all she says.
What is the result?
So what is the result?
Here is their essential.
What is that?
It's the result.
There are two modes. I will have to keep my life.
Maintain my life.
For maintaining our life, you will have to do anything. Without food, without clothes, you cannot live. So you will have to do something, or to beg, be beg, door to door. No? So life will be maintained. You should think that I am doing some service, and by that our maintenance is well. So your teaching is to support your bhajan. No? If you'll go to beg, go to door, it will take time also. You are giving some energy to this. So it is helpful for your bhajan. And other thing, you are teaching all the boys, or you are at the same time injecting them.
Yes, Krishna consciousness.
Hari Bhakti, slowly. No? So you are doing Hari Bhakti skillfully. They are knowing that we are learning something and you are getting Krishna Bhakti injection. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Katha, Mahaprabhu Katha and all these things. So it will be bhakti. It depends on your mood, how your mood is. Like Prahlad Maharaj sometimes he used to educate all the boys and it was certainly Sarup Siddha Bhakti. So you should think in both ways. Then it will be bhakti. If you will not do, you cannot live in Vrindavan. You cannot live in Sevakunja and you cannot go there.
We need Gurukula.
I want to puja.
Archan puja.
Puja.
Worship.
I want to worship sun. It depends on mood. All gopis used to do Surya puja. But what that puja was?
Surya
puja. To block the person's husbands and...